you right next to me.
We'll be right back.
Well, we can talk over this. This is nice, relaxing music. We just had a long set back there. We had a EAV with Drei Weisse Tauben, and then we had Hot Butter with Popcorn. That's a fun one. And after that, Die Antwoord with Banana Brain. And just before that, most recently, Blastoise with Fire Age. And right now we're listening to River Song by Tontos Expanding Headband. What do you guys think?
I'm just wondering how a headband is not already an expanded headband.
That
wouldn't it just like all headbands are stretchy, aren't they?
All headbands are, but this one's expanding, and it belongs to Tonto.
Who's this Tonto guy?
Well, that's the name of Lone Ranger's partner. You know, his sidekick.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen Lone Ranger.
It's a show for ya. Would you care to weigh in, DJ Jordan?
What are we talking about?
We're talking about everything and nothing.
Which dimension is nothing in?
Good topics.
Which what
dimension are we talking here by nothing? Are you saying it's the zeroth dimension? Or?
No, that's the 10th dimension is nothing.
I thought the 10th dimension
was
because the 9th dimension is everything.
So there's the
go through them. Fourth is
Back,
time.
Explain dimension theory.
Fifth is timelines.
Okay, yeah. So so third dimension. Okay, let's start at the first dimension, right? So the zeroth dimension actually, that would be a point, right?
First dimension, the point, Max.
A point. Okay.
No, that's. Well, the zeroth dimension, I don't know what that would be. But first dimension
maybe
would be a
zeroth
point.
Zeroth dimension is right? Nothing.
Oh, no, you're right. Zeroth dimension is a point. First dimension is a line.
No, second. Oh, yeah. First dimension is a line. Second dimension is multiple lines.
Third dimension is a fold to the second dimension so that you can, jump from a point in the second dimension to another point in the second dimension.
The world we live in. Okay.
And then,
Oh, wait, that is a line from the video.
What?
That's, actually a line from the... Anyway. The fourth dimension is time. The fifth dimension is multiple timelines. The sixth dimension is, time travel, basically. Travel from, one point.
Sixth dimension's possibilities.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Sixth dimension is, switching between
timelines.
Yeah,
should we just put on the video? We can play that.
We definitely could.
We're in the... Whoa. That would go so well with this music.
We're gonna play the Dimension video.
Dimension video.
This is some hard physics for you guys.
Wow, where were we?
Done with finals. Time to learn stuff, right?
I was just thinking of, Gardens of Hillel.
Yeah.
I remember this place.
What does everyone think on the legality of fireworks? Thoughts, listeners? Should they be legal? Should they not be legal? Why should they not be legal?
Yeah.
Why should they be legal?
Yeah.
Why is that, Melomax?
Fireworks are fun.
Can they really damage a person?
Well,
maybe in California.
Can they damage a person?
Oh, have you heard about that guy who put him up his butt and then just like set them off as a joke and then died.
Wait, what was that?
That's a lot.
Guy shoved him up his butt and then set one off and then died. I mean, I'm sure that's happened many times, but this is a particular story that I was reading.
I had a friend growing up that got a bunch of those bottle rockets, you know, the ones. And he took the heads off of them and tied all the fuses together so they were like a string of bottle rockets. And it was 4th of July and he was holding them up in his hands to like, he like had me light them. And I was like 7, 8 years old. I lit them. The lighter jumped the fuse. It would have had like a 5-second fuse on it. It jumped it. They immediately started going off in his hands. He was gonna throw them. Ridiculous. Yeah, he got like second degree burns on his hands. Don't fuck with fireworks if you don't know what you're doing, kids.
You know those explosive rocks?
Yeah.
Those little things you throw on the ground? Oh, yeah. I used to eat those.
Wow.
I'd take a bite and it explodes
that's
in your mouth. Ridiculous. Yeah. Anyways, you're gonna say something, Melomax, sorry.
There's so many
Dimension videos.
There's so
one
many.
There's one in particular.
Yeah.
It has like a white background.
And also the weirdest things come up on YouTube when you search Sixth Anthem. It's honestly a pretty nice selection of sixth dimensional videos.
We start with a point. Like the point we know from geometry, it has no size, no dimension. It's just an imaginary idea that indicates a position in a system. A second point, then, can be used to indicate a different position. But it, too, is of indeterminate size. To create the first dimension, all we need is a line joining any two points. A first-dimensional object has length only, no width or depth. If we now take our first dimensional line and draw a second line crossing the first, we've entered the second dimension. The object we're representing now has a length and a width, but no depth. To help us with imagining the higher dimensions, we're going to represent our second dimensional object as being created using a second line which branches off from the first. Now let's imagine a race of dimensional creatures called Flatlanders. What would it be like to be a Flatlander living in their two-dimensional world? A two-dimensional creature would have only length and width, as if they were the royalty on an impossibly flat playing card. Picture this. A Flatlander couldn't possibly have a digestive tract because the pipe from their mouth to their bottom would divide them into two pieces. And a Flatlander trying to view our three-dimensional world would only be able to perceive shapes in two-dimensional cross-sections. A balloon, for instance, would start as a tiny dot, become a hollow circle which inexplicably grows to a certain size, then shrinks back to a dot before popping out of existence. And we three-dimensional human beings would seem very strange indeed to a Flatlander. Imagining the third dimension is the easiest for us, because every moment of our lives, that's what we're in. A three-dimensional object has length, width, and height. But here's another way to describe the third dimension. If we imagine an ant walking across a newspaper which is lying on a table, we can pretend that the ant is a Flatlander, walking along on a flat two-dimensional newspaper world. If that paper is now folded in the middle, we create a way for our Flatlander ant to magically disappear from one position in his two-dimensional world and be instantly transported to another. We can imagine that we did this by taking a two-dimensional object and folding it through the dimension above, which is our third dimension. Once again, it'll be more convenient for us as we imagine the higher dimensions if we can think of the third dimension in this way. The third dimension is what you fold through. to jump from one point to another in the dimension below. The first three dimensions can be described with these words: length, width, and depth. What word can we assign to the fourth dimension? One answer would be duration. If we think of ourselves as we were 1 minute ago, and then imagine ourselves as we are at this moment, the line we could draw from the 1 minute ago version to the right now version would be a line in the fourth dimension. If you were to see your body in the fourth dimension, you'd be like a long undulating snake, with your embryonic self at one end and your deceased self at the other. But because we live from moment to moment in the third dimension, we're like our second dimensional flatlanders. Just like that flatlander who can only see two-dimensional cross-sections of objects from the dimension above, we, as three-dimensional creatures, can only see three-dimensional cross-sections of our fourth-dimensional self. One of the most intriguing aspects of there being one dimension stacked on another is that down here in the dimensions below, we can be unaware of our motion in the dimensions above. Here's a simple example. If we make a Mobius strip, take a long strip of paper, add one twist to it, and take the ends together, and draw a line down the length of it, our line will eventually be on both sides of the paper before it meets back with itself. It appears, somewhat amazingly, that the strip has only one side, so it must be a representation of a two-dimensional object. And this means that a two-dimensional flatlander, traveling down the line we just drew, would end up back where they started without ever feeling like they had left the second dimension. In reality, they would be looping and twisting in the third dimension, even though to them it felt like they were traveling on a straight line. The fourth dimension, time, feels like a straight line to us, moving from the past to the future. But that straight line in the fourth dimension is, like the Mobius strip, actually twisting and turning in the dimension above. So the long undulating snake that is us will feel like it is moving in a straight line in the fourth dimension. But there will actually be, in the fifth dimension, a multitude of paths that we can branch to at any given moment. Those branches will be influenced by our own choice, chance, and the actions of others. Quantum physics tells us that the subatomic particles that make up our world are collapsed from waves of probability simply by the act of observation. In the picture we are drawing for ourselves here, we can now start to see how each of us are collapsing the indeterminate wave of probable futures contained in the fifth dimension into the fourth dimensional line that we are experiencing as time. What if you wanted to go back into your own childhood and visit yourself? We can imagine folding the fourth dimension through the fifth, jumping back through time and space to get there. But what if you wanted to get to the world where, for example, you had created a great invention as a child that by now had made you famous and rich? We can imagine our fourth dimensional selves branching out from our current moment into the fifth dimension. But no matter where you go from here, the great child inventor timeline is not one of the available options in your current version of time. You can't get there from here, no matter how much choice, chance, and the actions of others become involved. There are only two ways you could get to that world. One would be to travel back in time, somehow trigger the events that cause you to come up with your invention, then travel forward in the fifth dimension to see one of the possible new worlds that might have resulted. But that would be taking the long way. The shortcut we could take would involve us folding the fifth dimension through the sixth dimension, which allows us to instantly jump from our current position to a different fifth dimensional line. In our description of the fourth dimension, we imagine taking the dimension below and conceiving of it as a single point. The fourth dimension is a line which can join the universe as it was 1 minute ago to the universe as it is right now. Or, in the biggest picture possible, we could say that the fourth dimension is a line which joins the Big Bang to one of the possible endings of our universe. Now, as we enter the seventh dimension, we're about to imagine a line which treats the entire sixth dimension as if it were a single point. To do that, we have to imagine all the possible timelines which could have started from our Big Bang, joined to all the possible endings for our universe, a concept which we often refer to as infinity, and treat them all as a single point. So for us, a point in the seventh dimension would be infinity, all possible timelines which could have or will have occurred from our Big Bang. When we describe infinity as being a point in the seventh dimension, we're only imagining part of the picture. Before drawing a seventh dimensional line, we need to be able to imagine what a different point in the seventh dimension is going to be, because that's what our line is going to be joined to. But how can there be anything more than infinity? The answer is, there can be other completely different infinities created through initial conditions, which are different from our own Big Bang. Different initial conditions will create different universes, where the basic physical laws such as gravity or the speed of light are not the same as ours. And the resulting branching timelines from that universe's beginning to all its possible endings will create an infinity which is completely separate from the one which is associated with our own universe. So the line we draw in the seventh dimension will join one of those infinities to another. And as boggling as the magnitude of what we're exploring here might be, if we were to branch off from that seventh dimensional line to draw a line to yet another infinity, we'd then be entering the eighth dimension. As we've explored already, we can jump from one point in any dimension to another simply by folding it through the dimension above. If our aunt on the newspaper were a two-dimensional flatlander, then folding his two-dimensional world to the third dimension would allow him to magically disappear from one location and appear in a different one. As we're now imagining the ninth dimension, the same rules could apply. If we were to be able to instantaneously jump from one eighth-dimensional line to another,
wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of ones with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. To change the mood a little I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so flash. I give a little muscle and I spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Of questions that she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV when it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. We'll be right back.
got no cockers. My bones feel like a pair of
dance puppet, my feet. I walk the streets, only supreme. It's in your head, it's being alive. Believe that I is free. I am nobody to your chromacy.
Find you. needle ran through my veins. TBOD.
Smack the ball. What's the American national? What are you protesting now?
pictures.